Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. And today's Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amin Beis, the Gemara talks about a situation where a person has a talus on Shabbos and there are not tzitzis on it. He certainly can't tie tzitzis, so what can you do in order to avoid any problem of it? The Gemara says, "Ubiyadol hafkir," and he could always be mafkir the talus, and this way he would not have an obligation to put dal kanfos on. Because since it's not his, since someone else owns it, or at least it's ownerless, there is no requirement of putting on tzitzis on the dal kanfos. So the Mir points out here, although mekach u'memchar on Shabbos is aser, one cannot buy and sell, give gifts on Shabbos, one is allowed to be mafkir items on Shabbos. Being mafkir is not a transaction, being mafkir is a siluk, it's relinquishing ownership of it. That's not called a transaction. Transaction only if one gives from one person to another person, mekach u'memkar. The Magdaram also points out from here that we see clearly that one cannot do a mekach u'memkar on Shabbos because they only suggest one should be mafkir the tzitzis. They don't suggest that you should give the tzitzis away to somebody else, the beged to someone else. So it's aser to do mekach u'memkar. Based on this sugya, one could call into question some practices that many shuls do, that one gives a present, a gift, a sefer to the bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos. Is that allowed? How would that be allowed? What should the approach be? So there are three possible suggestions what one could do. One suggestion does not really apply to a chassan, though. Mishnah Berurah is talking about in Siman Shin Vav, Siv Katan Lam Gimel, the inyan of giving a chassan a sefer, a gift. Mishnah Berurah writes that one who gives a gift in the chasan on a shev bracha, see darshins, we give a gift, eino nachon, it's not correct to do. But then he says, ayin be'el yirabba. What's el yirabba talking about? There's also Reb Kivi Eger who talks about this in Masechta Shabbos, daf samech amin aleph. The inyan is, since there's a mitzvah, l'samcha, to make a chasan b'simcha, it's mutter to give a gift because it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah. Mekach u'memkar is only usher if it's just stam making a transaction, buying and selling. But if it's for the tzarach mitzvah, there's such a purpose for it, then it would be allowed. But when it comes to bar mitzvah boy, there is no mitzvah to masamech the bar mitzvah boy, so seemingly it would be a problem to give a gift to a bar mitzvah boy. Are there any other suggestions? The Yehuda Yala, he makes a suggestion, Yehuda Yala in Siman Pei Gimel, he says, one suggestion should be that the bar mitzvah boy, the makabel, should not have intention of acquiring it. He should say thank you to the rabbi who gives it to him, but he should have in mind not to be kone it until after Shabbos. This way he could avoid the iser u'mekach u'memkar. There is one other final suggestion, which is as follows. What the Rav could do, he could take the gift and he could be mizaka to the bar mitzvah boy when he's not there. In other words, during the week, he could give it to a friend, a neighbor, and zachen l'adam shlobafanav. A person could make an acquisition. A person could acquire something if it's for the benefit of the recipient. So even though the bar mitzvah boy doesn't know about it, even though the bar mitzvah boy is not present, a person should do or can do zachen l'adam shlobafanav. This way, he could avoid the acquisition, the iser mekach memkar on Shabbos. So the real two approaches that at least apply to a bar mitzvah boy is either he should not acquire it until after Shabbos, or to mizake to him before Shabbos.